Hey, baby, are you busy right now or? Good, good. Could you do me a favor and maybe pick up some apples on your way home? Oh, well, I may or may not be making your favorite apple cobbler. Why am I making it in the first place? No reason. Anyways, I'll be waiting for you to get home, okay? All right, love you.
Oh, good, you're finally back. What? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm just wearing the apron you bought me. Oh, it must have slipped my mind to put something underneath it. Silly me. And to think it's already No Nut November. I know you said it was really important to you. It's funny, isn't it, how seemingly important things are so easy to forget. Why do you think I was making apple cobbler tonight? It's not either of our birthdays, and it's not Thanksgiving or Christmas, not even Valentine's Day. So what's left? Our anniversary. And clearly, you completely forgot. Nice try. It was actually yesterday. No, I don't want to hear it. I had the foresight to make it a recurring event on my calendar. I don't get why you couldn't even do that, why you couldn't mark it on your phone, why you didn't mark it on your calendar, why you didn't have it as a fucking sticky note on your desk. I had so many people wishing me yesterday, asking, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? And I said, I don't know. He might be doing something. In fact, I was planning on making this cobbler yesterday. I got most of the ingredients. And I kept waiting around thinking maybe he's gonna give me a card. Maybe we're gonna cuddle for the rest of the night. Maybe he'll take me out. I didn't even get a fucking balloon from you. I told you, I'm not interested in your excuses. No, we're not breaking up. But I do plan to make you suffer a little bit. And since you're in the middle of No Nut November, the timing couldn't be better. I know. I know you want to touch so badly. But you'll just have to settle for watching me in this skimpy little two sizes too small apron. I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not. Now roll up your sleeves and start dicing these apples. Did I stutter? I meant right now. And while you're working on that, let me preheat the oven to 350. I think 30 minutes should be enough. I'll check on it later. What? Count your blessings I'm even making you anything at all tonight. If I wasn't craving apple cobbler too, then you, my friend, would be having a McFlurry for dinner. I don't hear cutting over there. Don't open your mouth unless you can work and talk at the same time. I'm working on the filling. Okay, so I've got brown sugar, I've got a little bit of lemon, I've got some vanilla extract, and oh, right, I need flour. Did you use flour for something recently? No, it's not in the usual spot, that's why I'm asking. Fine, I'll check the cabinet down there. What? You're the one who moved my flour. Don't tell me you can't handle the image of me bent over in front of you. I thought No Nut November was supposed to give you some form of mental fortitude, but it seems like to me you have yet to reach Zen. So, that sounds like a you problem. Oh, there it is. Okay, 2 cups of flour. How are my apples coming? All right, bring them over here. I'm pretty much done with the batter. Pour them in, don't just dump them in. Now look what you did. I'm covered in batter. I'm gonna have to wash this apron later. Thankfully, none of it got in my hair, but you got it on my cheek and all over my apron, and looks like some got in my cleavage, too. If you want to be helpful, grab me a paper towel or something. Thank you. Okay, I'm just about ready to put this in the oven, but... I'm not sure if this is sweet enough, though. Do you want to try? Let's make this more interesting. Why don't you close your eyes and I'll feed it to you. Just do it. What do you taste? Describe every note. It's not too sweet and it's a little bit salty. Oh, and you said it tasted creamy too, right? I'm kind of surprised you didn't say it tastes like apples. But then again, I should have expected as much, especially considering that a certain someone might have switched the spoons and instead of feeding you this perfectly delicious apple cobbler batter, she scooped up some of her pussy juices and let you taste. I couldn't resist. I mean, come on. I'm already in this apron. There's nothing in the rules for No Nut November that says you can't taste, right? Maybe I am enjoying this just a little bit. And personally, I think more than your mouth, that fat, throbbing cock of yours is a lot more honest. Too bad. Perhaps if you remembered our anniversary, I wouldn't be tormenting you like this. Well, I suppose it doesn't matter. You'll just have to be celibate for the rest of this month. Anyways, let's get this thing in the oven so I don't have to cook anymore. Plus, I'm dying to get out of this apron. And there she goes. Now we've just got 30 minutes to kill. I wonder how we should kill that time. Maybe we can do some cleaning or some laundry. But if you keep grinding on me like that, then how on earth are you supposed to stay abstinent? Oh, you're already abandoning that idea. Are you thinking with your head or your dick? Either way, I guess you did do a good job on prepping. Maybe we can do a lot more with me in this messy apron. But remember one thing. Don't you ever fucking forget our anniversary again, do you hear me? Because next time, I won't go so easy on you.